The Big Bang, it's just a dud.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the popular Answers book. Well, Ken, what are evolutionists now saying about their Big Bang theory of the origin of the universe?
A popular and expensive documentary appeared in my homeland of Australia. It portrayed the Big Bang as fact. Frankly, though, there are evolutionary scientists who don't even accept it, not just the creationists. Answers in Genesis rejects the Big Bang, of course, because it's bad science, and also, and most importantly, because the Bible specifically teaches against it. You see, Genesis states that the earth was created before the sun, but the Big Bang states that the sun was created before the earth. That's a direct conflict. Now, in this TV documentary called Universe, the question of extraterrestrial life was also brought up. The narrator confidently declared that there is intelligent life in outer space, and here's why he said we haven't found it yet. So far, the aliens have been coy, he said. And that's his best evidence for extraterrestrial intelligent life. They're simply playing hard to get. Well, the creation account in the Bible is at least logical when it comes to the question of the origins of life in the universe, and of course we should believe it.
Go to our website to find out more about why the Big Bang doesn't fit with either good science or the Bible. Whether it's evolution, extraterrestrial life, or the hot topic of gay marriage, find answers at AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.